Short-term financial concerns frequently overshadow long-term planning these days, both for companies and for individuals. At the same time that some consumers are sacrificing savings to pay for groceries and other immediate needs, a growing number of employers are cutting back on retirement plans. According to a recent survey by CFO Research Services and the investment house Charles Schwab, about one quarter of companies have eliminated employer matching plans or are considering doing so. To consider the impact of those business cutbacks, we spoke with Zvi Bodhi, an economics and finance professor at the Boston University School of Management. Why are companies suspending or eliminating matching 401k contributions under their 401k plans?
They're hurting, and they need cash. And since these matching contributions are discretionary for the most part, they're cutting back in this crisis.
Once suspended, do you think they'll ever return? Some of them probably won't.
None of the companies I know of have said that they are permanently stopping their matching contributions. They've all said they're suspending them temporarily. Lots of experts are concerned that individuals are going to take lump sum distributions from their retirement accounts and that they'll never resume them.
Your opinion, how deep a measure is a company's decision to do away with its matching 401k contributions or their 401k plans altogether? How big an indication is that of how serious a company is in financial trouble?
Everybody is hurting in this crisis. It's an emergency, hopefully a short-run emergency. And what you do in an emergency, a financial emergency, is you stop all of your discretionary outlays if you can.
What does all this say about relying on 401ks for a good portion of a person's retirement?
What we are seeing is that 401k plans, IRAs, serve more than just the function of saving for retirement. They are, in essence, rainy day funds as well. And I don't think that's a bad thing. In fact, I think if we recognize that, and if the government recognized that, it might expand the definition.
In the big picture, do you think that it says that the 401k system is still a reliable retirement vehicle, or maybe it's less so and it's been proven less so because of what's happened to some 401k plans in this crisis?
I have grave reservations with respect to the way 401k money has been invested on behalf of the employees, supposedly by the employees, except my experience is the vast majority of people who choose their asset allocation just don't understand what they're doing. As a result, we've seen in this crisis that a lot of people approaching retirement have experienced a 30% loss in the value of their accounts because they were way overinvested in the stock market under the false belief that somehow they were protected, that stocks were going to give them growth, going to protect them against inflation, and a lot of other nonsense that has been promulgated by all sorts of special interests.
Do you see people struggling to try and figure out alternatives to the 401k system?
Yes. The Obama administration has appointed a special person in the U.S. Treasury to be responsible for proposing legislation relating to retirement and health issues. I think with the proposal to create a Consumer Financial Protection Agency, if that actually comes to pass, retirement investing or retirement saving and how we do it surely will be a major issue.
There is a lemon law that protects car buyers against cars that turn out to be lemons. Should there be a lemon law for retirement plans?
I think so. I am a very strong advocate of having, as a default option, some sort of guarantee. I would say a guarantee of principle so that people are guaranteed to get back the value of their contributions over the years, adjusted for inflation. I am a big advocate of TIPS, which are U.S. Treasury inflation-protected bonds, which not only are guaranteed to maintain their dollar value, but are also guaranteed to keep pace with the rate of inflation.
Professor Bodhi, thank you very much for coming in. Good to meet you.
Same here, Bob.
Zvi Bodie is an economics and finance professor at the Boston University School of Management. His latest book is Worry-Free Investing, A Safe Approach to Achieving Your Lifetime Financial Goals.